Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And many of you may know of someone, either a child or an adult, who has autism or another type of learning disability. And in fact, the Center for Disease Control, a United States government agency, states that one in every 68 American children has autism currently. And yet this is a condition that isn't widely understood or even really accepted by the general public. And often, people who are autistic are the victims of bullying and other types of discrimination, and they end up struggling to find their place in the world or to feel confident in their abilities. Well, one man who would like to change that is Marty Matheson, and he's the executive director of an academy here in Utah that specializes in adult education and independence for those with autism. He's also a licensed clinical social worker, a therapist, an adjunct social work professor at both Brigham Young University and Utah Valley University, and he joins us on the phone today to talk about his work. Thanks for being here, Marty.
Hi, Charlotte.
So what initially drew you to the world of autistic adult education and self-sufficiency?
I knew that there was a lot of need, and I had worked with several individuals who were my supervisors and previous administrators, and I saw them enter this world in serving especially adults with autism. And in learning a little bit about it and seeing that there was a lot of resources for children and for teenagers with autism, but there was not a lot being done in the United States at the time for people with autism that are adults. And as I saw the impact that they were having on groups that they were serving, and I saw the passion that they had, and I had served adults with a variety of diagnoses, especially with chronic mental illness, and I chose to enter the profession in the area and joined Scenic View Academy and quickly grew to love this population very much.
I've known several people with autism over the years, and something I really, and obviously autism affects people in different ways along the spectrum, but something I really appreciate is that there is just this beautiful humility and simplicity and just childlike wonder about the people that I've known with autism. And I really, there's something special about being around them.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what have you seen in these students? What struggles do they have that might prevent them from getting jobs or sort of matriculating into the mainstream culture?
As you mentioned, and I agree, they have a great spirit about them, and there's a humbleness and a great honesty. Many of them are usually very frank with their discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And with these strengths and the great attributes they have, they also have deficits. And as you mentioned, one of the hallmarks would be social skills and social interactions, where it's very difficult for them to interact. And even for an individual to do something that might be normal for the rest of us, such as showing up at a church meeting, could be very difficult and create a lot of anxiety and even panic with individuals with autism. They could worry about things like, what if no one says hi to them? What if someone does say hi to them? Then how do they respond? What do they do? And what if how to remember how to shake someone's hand and to smile? And these are things that might be rather routine for most of us, but for many individuals with autism can be extremely difficult and challenging and even overwhelming. We have programming where we help individuals to build bridges and connect with people and learn how to develop their social skills and even basic lesson plans such as look at someone in the eye and smile and how to engage in a conversation and how to respond appropriately if someone asks you a question. And it's really exciting as we see students embrace this and develop skills in these core deficits that they have, how it can better their lives. One other broad area for adults with autism, and that is independent living skills, learning how to live on their own and do things such as hygiene and cook and clean and have a budget. And so these are skills and areas that we focus on. And it's And so these would be some of the broad areas that we address for adults with autism.
And I love that, from what I've read about your program, I love that you don't just focus on classroom teaching, but you have practical, real-world application for your adult students in internships in different industries. And I think it's such a wonderful thing, especially when I think a lot of parents with autistic children might be tempted to kind of shield them from the world or be afraid of their children getting negative reactions from other people. But what reactions have you seen from students who have gone on to these internships and have learned to master the skills that you teach in your classes?
Oh, I love that you're asking that question. This is an area that gives us a lot of joy as a program to see this impact that it can have. We love that we can partner with a lot of organizations in our community to provide internships. And first off, for most of them, their first job is on our campus. And so being a part of our custodial services or landscaping, we also provide landscaping for programs that are off our campus, and other areas, and working with computers and technology. And then as they graduate and progress with those skills, then we will place them in internships. And I love seeing the self-esteem and the confidence in these individuals, to see how it just skyrockets and elevates to a much higher level as they feel competent and able to be successful in jobs. I think of one student who, prior to coming to us, his parents had helped him to get jobs several times at fast food establishments. And within days or weeks, he would get fired and let go from these jobs. And his parents, for a couple of years, thought that must mean that he was not capable of being employed at all. And such was not the case, though. And he just needed help to build and strengthen himself in these skills and abilities and attributes. And as we worked with him over the course of a year, he was able to be placed at an internship. And this particular internship was working for a law firm and doing research for the lawyers. And they loved seeing his abilities and his strengths that he had in doing that, such that they offered him a full-time position with a law firm. Has the opportunity and potential of changing lives. And that's what we're about, to instill this hope. And it's a great reminder for me that we can all do hard things, and we can all progress and better ourselves as people.
That's amazing. And I was just going to ask you what life lessons you've learned from interacting with these students.
I've learned a lot of things. They have taught me many things. And I think a couple of those, one thing that I think that we always have a choice, can always choose how we will respond to situations around us. And I see that played out on a daily basis with our students, that as they learn to be responsible for taking charge of their future, and rather than sitting and feeling helpless and hopeless. So we always have a choice. I think they also have taught me to always hold on to that hope. And that, like I said before, we can always do hard things and push ourselves. And change is difficult, I think, for all of us, especially for individuals with autism. Can be very, very difficult to change. But as we embrace that and we exhibit confidence in ourselves, and we do our very best, and we demonstrate strength, we can accomplish great things.
What advice would you give to parents who have children with autism or other learning disabilities and are struggling to know how to raise them or what kind of opportunities to give them?
I would say never give up and to be patient with the process. These examples that I'm sharing, they did not happen overnight. And they happened over a period of weeks and months, and in some cases even years. And so it does require patience. But I would say to also believe in your son and daughter, and know that they do have potential, and they are probably frustrated themselves in knowing that they can accomplish more than what they're doing, and they just don't know how. And so taking small steps and setting small, manageable goals. Setting up some empowerment statements. We have 8 empowerment statements that we focus on at ScenicView, and we invite our students to focus on an individual and additional empowerment statements, and some of these statements that I referred to previously, and such as believing that we are worthy of respect and connection from ourselves and from others around us. Having that type of a belief and helping your son and daughter to believe that will impact how they connect and relate with other people, knowing that we always have a choice and we don't have to live as a victim. And so helping your son and daughter to develop these type of beliefs, say these out loud to yourself every day. And these are things that can help and will have an impact on our behavior.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Marty, and sharing your thoughts. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So to learn more about raising a child with a learning disability, you can check out the Mormon message, My Brother Hiram, as well as the audio series Enduring It Well, which are both available on mormonchannel.org. And I love how Marty said, just never give up hope. There is always something to be learned and something to be gained, and setting small goals can help you and your child to progress. And we're going to close today's episode with a quote from previous LDS apostle, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, who recently passed away. And he spoke lovingly of his young grandson, Joseph, who is autistic. And he said, "What a joy Joseph has been to us. Autistic children often have a difficult time showing emotion, but every time I'm with him, Joseph gives me a big hug. While there have been challenges, he has filled our lives with joy. His parents have rejoiced together as he has progressed. They have marveled at his goodness." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.